In 2000, behind closed doors, the CDC held an emergency meeting that brought together big pharma executives, vaccine scientists, and global health officials. The infamous Simpsonwood conference has been shrouded in secrecy for years, until now. Thanks to the relentless efforts of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., we've learned that the CDC was in full-blown panic mode, scrambling to cover up a massive criminal operation. What was once hidden is now exposed. And according to Kennedy, the pharmaceutical elite thought they could get away with it. But their time is up, and people are going to prison. Before we dive in, join the People's Voice Locals community if you haven't already, and sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cyber nation that truly believes in life, liberty, and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. The Simpsonwood Conference took place in Georgia, with representatives from all of the big hitters, including the World Health Organization, the FDA, Fauci's NIH, the European Medical Agency, various big pharma giants, and Bill Gates-funded institutes and universities that conduct vaccine research. What came to light during this conference was chilling. The CDC discovered that children who received vaccines, including the hepatitis B vaccine, within the first 30 days of life, faced a 1,135% increased risk of developing autism. You heard that right. 1,135%. RFK Jr. got hold of the transcript from this infamous meeting. The big pharma execs and health officials are on record saying such things as, "Oh my God, the lawyers are going to come after us." Nobody can deny this. This is bulletproof. There's no way to argue with this. This is real science. What are we going to do? Yet, instead of sounding the alarm and protecting America's children, the cover-up began.
The amount of autism, full-blown autism in people my age, I literally have never met anybody my age with full-blown autism. And today, it's one in every 10,000 of us.
Do you think...
But with my kids, it's one in every 22 boys, one in every 34 kids. Something happened. And Congress... directed to EPA. Congress said to EPA, tell us what year this epidemic started. And EPA came back and said it's a red line, 1989. So, you know, there's a number of things that happened in 1989. But it's those diseases, all these autoimmune diseases suddenly appeared. I never knew anybody with juvenile diabetes. When I was a kid, a typical pediatrician would see one case of juvenile diabetes in his career. Today, one out of every three kids who walks through his office door has it. Something happened. Why isn't anybody talking about this? Rheumatoid arthritis suddenly exploded. Lupus, all these autoimmune diseases, you know, Crohn's disease, these exotic diseases. Nobody ever heard of when I was a kid. Now they're everywhere. And so you have allergic diseases, you have neurological disease and autoimmune diseases, and obesity suddenly appear around 1989. And so there's a number of things that could be blamed for it. Well, the CDC thought it may be the vaccine schedule. Let's check. So they looked at one vaccine, which is the hepatitis B vaccine. They looked at kids who had gotten it in the first 30 days, and then they looked at kids who had not gotten it in 30 days. In other words, kids who got it later or didn't get it at all. And they compared these two groups. And among the kids who got it in the first 30 days, there was a 10,000% increased risk for a later subsequent autism diagnosis if you got in the first 30 days.
Wow.
So they immediately knew what was causing it. Oh, I know what it was. It was 11.35. So it's 1,135% increased risk. And so they knew immediately. It's called a relative risk of 11.35. If you have a relative risk of 2, causation is presumed. This was 11.35. The link between cigarettes, smoking a pack of cigarettes a day for 20 years and getting lung cancer is a relative risk of 10. This was 11.35. So they knew what it was. And then they had an emergency meeting that they called. They didn't want to do it on CDC campus because they thought it would be susceptible to freedom of information requests. So they did it in this remote retreat center called Simpsonwood, which is a Methodist retreat center on the wooded banks of the Chattahoochee River, in a remote part of Georgia. And they had all of the big panjerums from the vaccine industry, from the pharmaceutical industry, from the universities, who are the ones who test the vaccines, from NIH, CDC, FDA, the World Health Organization, the European Medical Agency, and they all got together for 2 days to talk about this study. The first day, and somebody made a transcript of it. And that transcript was given to me. And I published excerpts from it. But the first day, they're all talking about, oh, my God, you know, the lawyers are going to come after us. Nobody can deny this. This is bulletproof. You know, there's no way to argue with this. This is real science. We can't, you know, what are we going to do? The second day, they spend talking about how to hide it from the American public.
All of humanity is under a massive psychological warfare attack. Our children are front and center in this war, and the future of humanity is resting on our response. It's time to discuss how we got here, and most importantly, how we win. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by making just one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/TPV or by clicking on the link below this video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/TPV or click on the link below this to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is in his 80s, and yet he's got more energy than me. He discovered he could create dramatic changes to his health simply focusing on 3 things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch his method by clicking the link below this video or by going to chuckdefense.com/TPV. The lives of real people are destroyed by the decisions made by corporate psychopaths in boardrooms and secret meetings, like the Simpsonwood Conference held in a secret location on the banks of the Chattahoochee River in Georgia. This man was a pharmacist who believed in vaccination.
I was a healthy individual, pharmacist, husband, father, before I gained the COVID vaccine forced on me. I understood that I had the ultimatum of attending my daughter's volleyball games only if I was vaccinated. 3 years have passed, and it still is the biggest mistake I've ever made. Even though I'm a legend when it comes to making mistakes.
Like countless others, he's suffering from induced paralysis and ataxia. But don't expect the CDC or Big Pharma to take responsibility. Just like in 2000 at Simpsonwood, they've been conspiring to cover up their COVID crimes and brush them under the carpet. Professor of Clinical Psychology Matthias Desmet has been studying the psychological warfare tools used by the elite, and he's done an incredible job of explaining not only how we got here, but how we win. In dictatorships, obedience is driven by fear of the dictator. But in totalitarianism, the system preferred by the global elite, people are hypnotized into obedience. Psychologically, this is known as mass formation. For mass formation to take root, 4 conditions must be met. First, the masses must feel isolated, alienated, and alone. Second, their lives must seem pointless and meaningless. These conditions have slowly been brewing for years, fueled by social media, mobile devices, and years of deep division pushed by the mainstream media. People on all sides feel more isolated, atomized, and helpless than ever before. Just how the elite planned it. Professor Desmet explains that next, the masses must experience constant free-floating anxiety. Anxiety with no clear source. They also need free-floating frustration and aggression. This means there's no obvious cause, making them desperate for any explanation or remedy, no matter how irrational or destructive. By 2020, these conditions were fully in place. The COVID lockdowns around the world and the Black Lives Matter riots in America left people primed for hypnosis. Once the masses accepted the experimental vaccines, they felt a false sense of solidarity, which calmed their anxiety and made everything, no matter how senseless, seem justified. The result? People became enslaved, irrational, intolerant, and cruel. Want to see what this looks like in reality?
What is something weird about conservatives?
There is almost a cultish vibe, I feel. The way they operate within themselves, they refuse to listen to outside people, you know, they're refusing to learn, essentially. I think that is a large part of it.
So, how do we restore sanity and defeat the elite? Studies show that 25% of the population cannot be hypnotized, while 10% are highly susceptible. Professor Desmet simplifies this even further. He says 30% of people are now deeply hypnotized, fully bought into the vaccines and the global agenda. 40% aren't fully hypnotized yet, but these people will follow the herd. And the remaining 30%, that's us, we are the only ones who are seeing things clearly. The elite are playing a very dangerous game. Why? If the masses ever awaken from the hypnosis, they'll demand justice. That's why the elite work so hard to keep them in a constant state of stress, making sure the mass formation psychosis is never broken. The hypnotized 30% are a lost cause. Don't waste your time with them. But we, the voice of dissent, still have influence over that 40% who follow the herd. We need to become the herd. It doesn't matter if you think that this all happened by accident or understand the grand conspiracy. Whether your reasons are rooted in religion or personal health, our dissent must unite, it must grow, and it must never stop. We have to sow the seeds of doubt everywhere. At gas stations, the grocery store, work, home, and with neighbours. The elite are trying to provoke a civil war or a violent revolution because they can control that. Violence won't break the hypnosis, it will just push more people deeper into it, giving the elite more tools to build their totalitarian prison for humanity. George Orwell was right. Telling the truth has become a revolutionary act. And telling the truth to everyone you meet will save humanity. So keep doing it. And do not comply.
No.
What?
I said no.
Why not?
I don't want to.
But I've got a gun.
I don't care.
Doesn't make any sense.
Too bad.
Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the crimes of the global elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel on Rumble, tell your friends and family about us, and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. We can't do it without you. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionize the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email, and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping for Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.